This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. If you're out and about tonight, it'll be comfortable for a late stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah violated the ceasefire with an FPV drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon earlier today, according to YNET. No casualties or damage occurred. Also, the U.S. Senate passed the Graham Law against Iran and Russia just in. This law allows heavy tariffs up to 10% on countries buying energy from these nations, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Maariv reports that the Mossad faces internal turmoil. The dismissal of two senior officials has sparked claims of an attempt to reshape the agency's narrative. Separately, Walla reveals that U.S. Army General Dan Kane seeks an escape route from potential conflict with Iran. He's expressed this sentiment in private discussions with senior officials. And finally, earlier today, JNS reported that the U.S. imposed sanctions on crypto exchanges accused of laundering billions for Iran. Shelbit Exchange and Aban Tether are implicated in these activities. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 posted earlier today about a pledge supporting Chinese socialism. Over a dozen members of the Democratic Socialists of America, including some linked to New York City's mayor, have signed it. Joe Truesman shared an hour ago that former Pakistani minister Mujahid Hussein sees the MACA Joint Defense Agreement as a challenge to Israel. He describes it as a pan-Islamic initiative that counters the Abraham Accords. From memory, 2 hours ago, Dearborn Heights Shiite scholar Hassan Kazwini urged voters to cast their ballots. He highlighted the importance of voting as a way to oppose Zionist influence. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's drone strike in southern Lebanon, YNET reports that this act represents another breach of the fragile ceasefire. The IDF has confirmed the attack, but noted that no harm was done. This incident could escalate tensions along the border, affecting civilian safety in the area. Turning to the U.S. Senate's recent action, the Graham Law, passed just in, empowers former President Trump with the ability to impose high tariffs on countries purchasing energy from Iran and Russia. According to Israel Hayom, this move aims to curb the influence of these nations and is expected to impact global energy markets significantly. Meanwhile, tensions within the Mossad are rising. Maariv reports that the dismissal of two senior officials has led to accusations of narrative manipulation. This internal conflict may influence the agency's operational effectiveness and its reputation on the global stage. Separately, General Dan Kane's search for an escape route from war with Iran could alter U.S. military strategies in the region. Walla's report points to a broader hesitation among U.S. leaders to engage in direct conflict, which may impact regional alliances and security dynamics. Finally, the U.S. sanctions on crypto exchanges involved with Iran, as reported by JNS, underscore the ongoing financial battle against Tehran's regime. These measures aim to disrupt Iran's ability to circumvent sanctions, potentially affecting its economy and regional activities. On the economic front, first, tech reports that Israeli AI security startup Irregular is at the forefront of addressing AI safety challenges. Their involvement in recent evaluations highlights the need for realistic testing in the AI industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes an unusual day on the New York Stock Exchange. Expectations of an agreement in Hormuz led to a drop in fuel prices, while indices rose, some hitting all-time highs. And finally, Walla Business informs us that the Northern Defense Budget will be discussed by the Finance Committee. Political tensions between the coalition and opposition have complicated this process, impacting resource allocation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.